But you can also snap.
Hamecham sepinahu loyiten letocho tsonan nishvose yichamu avonosin hu letocho or letocha koz kidei lavshira. Hamecham is a kettle. Sepinahu. It's not exactly clear. We see in the Gemara two understandings of the meaning of the word pinahu. It was removed. Something was removed. The kettle was removed. Water was removed from the kettle. One thing is clear. The kettle is no longer on the fire. Whether that's the meaning of the word pinahu, that will be the question in the Gemara. But you have a kettle that either still has water or doesn't have water in it. The kettle is no longer on the water. The Mishnah says you cannot do the following. You're not allowed to add water into this kettle, which is off the fire but still hot, in order for the water to get hot, because this is obviously called bishul, even though this is not ala esh, but it's still mevashel. Kli bishul shelo agabe esh is still capable of bishul, and therefore the bini isa to put in water bishvil sheyichamu. Interesting, the Russian bishvil, in order, as if that was kiyu, your intention. What could you do? Avonosin hu letocho o letocha kos kedei lafshira. What can you do? You can put into it the kettle or into a cup. A cup has a status of what? Klisheni, right? The cup is now one another yet tense of remove. In other words, the kettle would pour into a cup. You can put it into a cup. Kidei lahavshiran, in order to make the water lukewarm. Not in other words, not to make water hot, but rather it's going to cool off. It's unclear what that means, in other words. So what's the shear? What defines putting in v'shusha'ichamu to getting hot? And what defines putting in k'dei lafshiran? That's unclear. The mission doesn't explain. It also doesn't explain what pinahu means. What exactly this translation of pinahu removed it? Removed what? Rashi tells us right away, kula masnisin refers to Gemara. It says to Gemara, my ka'amar. What is the mission of saying? What's the question, my ka'amar? Rashi says, my pinahu. Part of this question of the Gemara, my ka'amar, is the meaning pinahu is unclear. What's pinahu mean? Literally means he removed it, but what did he remove? Further, my lo yitain. Bahada amar avonosin. What's the meaning, lo yitain versus avonosin? What does Rashi mean? Why is that a problem? It says, lo yitain kidei sheyichamu. Avonosin dei lahavshiran. Why is that a problem to the Gemara? Why would that be part of the question of the Gemara, my ka'amar? What's unclear about that? What's unclear? What defines kidei lahavshiran? What defines kidei sheyichamu? How do you know if it's for one or the other? Is it just a function of what you're thinking? I mean, what exactly is the... What are the cases? What are the cases speaking of? It says you shouldn't put, but you could put. I mean, either it's going to get hot or it's going to get lukewarm. But what is it that you're not allowed to do? Kidei sheyichamu. What are you allowed to do? Kidei lafshira. If you look in the Ran in the back on the Rif, other Rishonim, it sounds like the question was just related to pinahu. There was no problem with the lo yitin of lo yitin. It says what it says. For Rashi, all of this is part of the question. Otherwise, the Gemara would have asked, my pinahu. My ka'amar sounds like we don't know anything. The whole mission is unclear. So what's the pshat in the mission? So we're going to have two explanations in the Gemara. First explanation, Amar Avada bar Masna. Hachi kam. Hamecham shepina mimenu mayim chamin. Lo yitin letocho mayim mu'atim, kidei sheyichamu. Avonosin letocho mayim merubin, kidei lafshiran. So first of all, how does he translate pinahu? The case is you took the water out of the kettle. So mecham shepinahu, the definition of pinahu is you removed all the contents of the kettle. There's no water left. It's self-evident it's no longer on the fire. That's not stated in the Mishnah. It's implicit. What the Mishnah is stating is you removed the water. That's pinahu. And then what does it mean? You cannot put kidei sheyichamu, but you could pour kidei lafshiran. It means the quantity of water. You cannot pour a small quantity of water kidei sheyichamu. Interesting. Here the Lashon HaGemara is kidei. The Mishnah says bishvil. Here the Gemara says kidei in both cases. Kidei sheyichamu, kidei lafshiran. you could pour a small amount of water. You cannot pour a small amount of water in order that it should get hot, because that's bishul. Why is it bishul? Because the fact is that the kettle is still hot. There's no water left in it, but the fact that the walls of the kettle are hot, they're capable of heating the water that you put in if it's a small amount of water. However, what's mutter? If you pour a large quantity of water, ma'im rabin, kidei lafshira, in order for it to get a little bit warm. In other words, now it's cold. So by pouring into a kettle that's still hot, the water, which is a lot of cold water, will become lukewarm, which is all that you need, all that you want, and that's okay. There's no bishul taking place. Why is there no bishul taking place? Because there's a lot of water. No, you pour a lot of water, what happens? You start a little bit, the first drop, the second drop, and then eventually there's a lot. But what happens as you start pouring? L'chora, the first few drops, don't they get cooked right away? You know, you're pouring in, you're assuming you're pouring it at one time. So we have to assume that way. In other words, if you pour it all at once, then there's no time for any part of the water to get any small amount of water to get cooked. That's l'chor what you have to say. In other words, if you were to pour drip, 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 then there'd be a problem. You poured a lot, but meanwhile, the little bit that you poured at the beginning would get cooked. Yeah, there's a Pnei Yeshua talks about this. Also, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches, Hilchos Bishul Shin Yud Ches, in Sivkat and Pei Gimel, quotes the name of the Chai Adam. This is where this halach is quoted. So the Chai Adam says, in a chinami, the case has got to be what Yaakov just said, that you're pouring it together, b'shvicha achas. Otherwise, the fact that it can get cooked and then it gets right away warm again a second later doesn't help you. You did bishul. You violated bishul. So that must be what the case is. Okay, we'll assume that way. That the case is that you poured it together.
There's shear for this one.
What?
There's shear.
You mean how much water? How much water would not? Can you be sure that it won't come to bishul? Doesn't say. Ma'im Reuben. But what you have to assume the thing is it's at one time. Now that's the case of no saying gatocha. What? Shin Yud Ches Pei Gimel. Pei Gimel. Sivkat and Pei Gimel. The name of the Chai Adam. Ein bechayadim. You're talking about a different, slightly different case, but same idea. Ritzonim lechamin sheshovich b'shvicha gedola hakol bepamachas ma'at ma'ad osuleros sharei mivashul tekes. It right away instantly cooks it. Umayol mashem b'stayin achakach. It doesn't. It shouldn't matter. B'shvicha achas means as opposed to, you know, like drip, drip, drip in.
But even so, like the first bit of water that
no, it could be. Yeah, you're right. There is a first bit of water, but it could be that it does take a few seconds. So that few seconds, so you
there
don't.
It could be that.
But it doesn't happen. It takes a few seconds. So those few seconds never materialize because there's right away more water.
We don't know exactly how much time there is.
That's as far as if you're putting it into the kettle itself. So what's mutter? It's only mutter mayim harve, right? Mayim merubin. What else does the Mishnah say? No sin l'tocho, o l'tochakos. There's another case, the Mishnah says, that you can also put kdei lafshiran if it's into a kos. A kos is a klisheni. So would the Mishnah be saying that you can only put mayim merubin into a klisheni? Because that's kdei lafshiran. But if it were mayim muatim, it would be asa. Is that the pshat? No sin l'tocho means mayim merubin. So l'tocho, o l'tochakos. So that's the chorin. That would depend on what question we're both saying. Whether we assume kli sheni is mivashel or not. The Mishnah later on, the very next Mishnah, seems to assume that kli sheni is not mivashel. It says, nosin v'tocha ka'ara. The Rav on this Mishnah interprets that this Mishnah is holding not that way. It's machlokas. One Tana and this Mishnah and the next Tana. This Tana holds kli sheni is mivashel. And therefore, mayim merubin is the only thing that would allow you to pour it, whether into the mecham or into the kos. Yeah. Other rishonim in this sugya further on, we probably won't get to it because it's more the bishul inyan. But later on, daf nun beis, the rishonim assume that l'tocha kos is mutter even mayim muatim, because klisheni and mevashel. That's not a stira. This mishnah is like the later mishnah. So when it says mayim merubin, it means dafka in the case of letocha. Mayim merubin dafka, but letocha kos could be even mayim muat. That's the ukimta of Rav Adar Bar Masna.
What?
Yeah, but the right. So good. So the kasha was, what's the lashon? No sein lo yiten. But in other words, kidei lahavshiran would always be kidei lahavshiran by kos. Kidei lahavshiran. What kidei lahavshiran? So pouring into the mechan, into the kettle, it's only mayim rubin kidei lahavshiran. But into the kos, even as mayim water is kidei lahavshiran. If I'm not mistaken, the Pnei Yeshua says something like that. That Betocha Kos is a way of describing the concept, just like Betocha Kos, because Klisheni is not Mevasha. So by definition, that is not Kidei Sheyechamu. It's Kidei Lashiran, because it's never seen as Bishul by Klisheni. So too, it have to be in such a manner that would not cause Bishul, Halachic Bishul, in the case of the Mecha. And that would have to be Mayim Rubin. So all it means is Kedel Kos is as an analogy, so to speak. I think he says something Ke'en Zeh in the Pnei Yeshua. I'll quote him. These are the two ways to learn Pshat. Whether Kos also requires Mayim Rubin and not Mayim Muatim for it to be Mutter, or Tocha Kos will be Mutter even Mayim Muatim. But either way, the Pshat of the Mishnah is, like according to Rav Ada, that the Mecham had water that was removed. And the Taitch of the Mishnah, Pinahu, is going on what? What did you take? What did you remove? Lefanosis, to take away, to remove. What did you take away? The water. You emptied out the water, and then the Mishnah says that if you're going to have the water cooked, because it's a small amount of water, then it's a problem of Bishul. If you're going to have a lot of water, it's not going to come to Bishul, it's fine. That's the Gemara. Wait a second. You solved the Bishul problem, presumably, right? You told me if you put Mayim Rubin, then it's not a problem of Bishul, Kedei Rafshira. All you're doing is making the water a little bit warmer, but you're not cooking. In fact, the Gemara has another problem. Fa'alo Mitzareif. What about the problem that you are Mitzareif? You are hardening the kettle, the metal of the kettle. Explains Rashi. Kishekli Matchos Cham. If you have hot metal, the nosin with Tocho Tzonan, and then you put sonon, you put into contact with cold water, mechazkim esakli. What is the result of that interaction? The kli gets stronger. Vizuhi gemar melechas atzorfin. This is the final stage of people who are sorfin, the people who are they're molding, they're working with metal. What do they do after? They get it really hot. And then they put into contact with water. And that clash between the heat of the metal and the water, the very cold water and the very hot metal, gives it its chizuk, and that's like a makah v'patish, right? Rashi doesn't say the word makah v'patish. What malacha l'chor are we talking about here? Makah v'patish, right? Makah v'patish is making something into a kli. What's literally makah v'patish? Banging with a hammer, right? So one of the pshatim, the Rishonim, a few pshatim, how to link that to making a kli. The last thing that you do to make it a kli is to bang it one last time, and that kind of puts it all together, that now it has its full strength. With metal, the makah v'patish equivalent is called tzores. So Rashi explains, how does it work? V'zui gmar melechas hatzofen shevesicha so'or mefapa'aso. Because of the heat, so now it gets a little bit unstable. Like if a pear is like bubbling, right? It's like a little bit unstable. What happens in physics, right? With heat, the molecules, yeah, and they separate. And then what happens? Then you have the opposite. You have the cold, since the curvely shove there. So now, based on that, it's on the verge of breaking. V'amayim mitzarfin papua. Like mitzarfin means like bringing it together, mitzareif, like to combine. That's maybe why it's called mitzareif. Right? Now it brings it back together in a stronger way than it was before it started. It's now that you got it all, things unstable from the heat, and now the cold made it. Now it gives it that last element of strength, and now it's a last stage of its Now it's a real kli in some sense. So that's the problem the Gemara is asking. The truth is there are other pshatim in the Rishonim, maybe other possible malachas from Mitzarev, but we're going to go with what Rashi sounds like. Most Rishonim say it this way, it's Makar B'Patish. There could have been perhaps an Indian of Kivoy. The Rambam is Mashmin Ragir Beis of Shabbos, maybe Mitzarev is an Indian of Kivoy. We're going to assume like most Rishonim though that it means Makar B'Patish. What exactly is this malacha? Is it Daraisa? I mean, Makar B'Patish is Daraisa. Is Mitzarev a malacha Daraisa? Unclear here in Rashi, right? It's a machlokis Rishonim here also, whether Mitzarev is Doraisa or not, whether it's only Makar B'Patish Derabbanan. A lot of things are Tikkun Kli Midrabbanan. It doesn't say in the Gemara that we're talking about Melacha Doraisa versus Derabbanan, so it's unclear for sure. But we'll see this will have relevance for the Sugi in Yuma. That Tosis quotes here, and Rashi there versus the Sugi here. Could be that it depends on the nature of what you're talking about. If you're talking about a real Kli, then maybe it's Doraisa. If you're talking about a piece of metal, which is not formed yet as a kli, then the mitzaref that takes place is only drabbanan because it's not a real kli yet anyway. Anyway, this is a question in itself in the Rishonim, whether it's mitzaref is a melacha d'oraisa or drabbanan. But either way, what's the kasha of the Gemara? Rav Adabar Mashna Limpshat in the Mishnah that if you have an empty kettle, then you can put in mayin merubin. Why? Because all that's going to be achieved is l'hafshiran. All that's going to happen is that the water is going to go from cold to warm. But it's not going to become cooked. Right. Very well, you solved the problem of bishul. What about the fact that if you put cold water right into a kettle, which is hot, which has just come off the flame, you're going to be mitzarif the kli. Now, any amount of water is mitzarif the kli, even the smallest amount? What do you think? Yeah? How much water? No, it's a lot of water. A lot of water. But you're putting in a lot of water, right? You're putting in a lot of water. You're putting in because otherwise you'd have bishul. As long as it's a lot of water, does it have to be completely filling the kli? Okay, it's an unfair question, unless you went to sugi once before, the next piece of Gemara. But the next piece of Gemara, you'll see, we may or may not see it. It might be that we should see it because of the Tosis on based on Midalis. There is a question how to learn pshat in the next piece of Gemara, Rashi and Tosis. The way Rashi learns pshat in that Gemara, it comes out that even the case of an empty kettle, the only time that you have tziruf is if you completely fill it with water. Not 3/4 full, not 2/3 full, but the entire utensil. Mi'uhu kula. That's how Rashi understands it. So Tosus disagrees. Tosus holds that even a koshu, even a small amount, whatever it is, causes tziruf. Perhaps the pshat is it causes tziruf at the place where it's in contact with the kli. That's a basic machlokes that comes up later on. So one uchor, the Gemara has this kasha. Valo mitzareis. What's the kasha? According to Rashi, what's the kasha? According to Tosfos and the Rishonim, we say that any amount of water causes tziruf. The Gemara is asking, I understand you got rid of the problem of bishul, but the water that's not going to get hot, but going to get warm, but it's cold water, so that causes tziruf. According to Rashi, that sounds as if tziruf is only when you completely fill it, so maybe the case is that you're putting mayim merubin, kedei l'afshiran, but you didn't put the amount of water that would be the sheer tziruf, which would require you mu'ul kula. Yeah, so you have to know what to answer. That's a deal that's made against Rashi. Maybe the Gemara is assuming that. It doesn't say that this much versus that much. It sounds as if you could put a mayim merubin, even if it really does fill it completely. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. What happened to the melach of tziruf? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon hi, the Amar dava she'en miskavein mutar. Ah. So the Gemara answers that there's no problem of tziruf because the Mishnah follows Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the famous Rav Shimon who holds Dava She'en Miskavein Mutter. So obvious, this sheet of Shimon and so many places is mentioned, the Rashi doesn't have to tell us where it's found, because if you have any basic Yidin Shas, you've seen it one place or another. Rav Nissim Gaon, though, gives us a couple of the Marmokomos that relate to this Indian of Rav Shimon. It's a famous machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. It's interesting that the three examples, these are not the only examples by any stretch. You have a packet here, you can begin to see where this issue plays out in many, many places. But the three examples of Nissen Gaon quotes really give us maybe a cross-section of the various areas of halacha where this machlokes exists. The first example, and this is one of the most famous examples, is the Negei Hilchus Shabbos. He quotes the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes. This is really mentioned a number of places in Beitza also. The case of Gor Adam Mita Kisei V'Safsa. Uvelvaz Shelo Yiskavin Lashus Chavitz. Rav Shimon holds, it's a Bryce Gemara quotes earlier there, a person may schlep, and he has three different types of things, right? A bed, a chair, a sofa, and he's doing it because he wants to schlep it from here to there, a piece of furniture. Now, does he realize that there's a possibility from this that there'll be charisha take place? Because if you make a furrow in the ground, you violate melacha of choresh. Does he know that it's possible that it can happen? Certainly, he knows that. Does he intend to do charisha? No, his intention is to simply do greira, to schlep. Is it inevitable that there'll be charisha? No. That would be called what? Sikresh. So that's the machlokes of Shimon Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon says, Dava she'en miskavin is mutter. Now there is a tzad in the Gemara, we'll see this mentioned in Tosus, mentioning Agav, that Rav Shimon might have asserted midrabanan if the Isser would have been the Oraisa. But perhaps this Issa would not be Doraisa because it's not really Chavisha Doraisa because it's Choresh Klach Yad. It's not the normal way to do Choresh. But the Gemara ends up refuting it at the end of this parak, further on, a few blasts from here, and says no, Inachanami, Rav Shimon is not just Matir Doraisa and Potef Mchatas. Rav Shimon is Matir Lechatchila, even on the Issa Doraisa. So he says, Rav Shimon is, you can do it. Even if it weren't a problem of only the Rabban Choresh Klach Yad, even if Melacha Doraisa. Rav Shimon says, Davash and Miskavin is mutter. It's pater and it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda asks. Rabbi Yehuda holds. This is the Mishnah in Beitzag, and you have it here. You can take a look at it. That you cannot schlep an agola on the ground because the possibility exists that it could make a charitz in the ground. He's the Bar Plukta of Rav Shimon in this case of Mita Kisa Vesavsa. That's Hilchus Shabbos. Why? Rav Yehuda holds, Darsha and Niskavin is us. The possibility is there. You're responsible for the consequences of what you did. If it led to Malacha, your responsibility. One case. Second case. He brings this in Beisach of Gimel Amid Aleph. Mekadrin B'yontif. This has to do with grooming an animal. You have a type of a... and some sort of a stick that has spikes, like a fork kind of, and you use it to groom the animal. What possibility of melacha is there? If you motzi dam, then it's a toldah of shochet. So can you do this on yantif? So there's mekartzefin and mekardin. One is the real problem of otzas dam, one might be gzeira to the other one. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot do it because of the possibility of chabura, that would be a problem for you. Rav Shimon is kaven is us. Rav Shimon says it's mutter. So that's yantif. We have a case of Shabbos, a case of yantif. The third case is called Torah Kula. Now Shabbos or yantif. Third case that he quotes is b'chor she'achazu dam. So they used to let blood out. Hakazas dam is a procedure for health. The animal might die, it's in sakana, you want it to let blood out so that would the animal would stay alive. So Rav Yehuda says maybe he can't. He can't, because it's a possibility of creating a mum in a bechor, which is a violation of the Torah prohibition, of creating a mum in an animal that's a bechor. Can make a mum in a bechor that doesn't have a mum. Rav Shimon says, do what you're doing. You're not intending to make a mum. If you do, you do. But there's no reason why he asks. This is a small sample of the cases where the machlokes of Yehuda Rav Shimon. The most famous we'll have to keep coming back to is Gor Adam Mita Kisa V'Safsa. In other words, because in the Mishnah, there's no. A lot of times, the Gemara quotes it's Rabbi Yehuda, but we already have in the Mishnah the first. You mean why they quote Bechor?
No, it's
because of Yehuda. Because
Ikar Rabbi Shimon is from Agana Likin, from Gary Aldrin's Mitzvah Sasa, right? Ikar Rabbi Yehuda is from the Mishnah.
You what about Amid Beis? Rabbi Yehuda Amid Beis in Beitza. Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Why does he quote from Amid Aleph?
Why
does Rabbi Shimon is a Braisa. Yeah. Now, so what's the application of our case? You are pouring in water, okay, and your intention is to make the water warm. What could happen? Siruf. Says the Gemara, Davashim Miskavin Mutter. That's Rav Shimon. It goes like Rav Shimon. So here, of course, is the very, very, very basic question that Tosfos and Rishonim all tumble with. L'chora, if Rav Shimon, very many of the places that the sukkah is brought in, of Shudah of Shimon, the Gemara always quotes a famous memra of Abai Varava, who told us that Moda Rav Shimon b'psik reisha. That psik reisha means it's inevitable. The result is not possible, it's inevitable. If you cut off a chicken's head, and you say, I'm not intending to kill it, I just need the head for the kids to play with, whatever it is. Seek ratio below yamlus. Obviously, it's going to happen that yamlus. So therefore, in that case, Rav Shimon wouldn't be able to hide behind Davish and Miskam, not Miskam for that result. We have to know exactly the reason why Rav Shimon hold normally Miskam is mutter, and why seek ratio changes it. One way is inevitable, you're miskavin. If you know it's going to happen, you are miskavin. Maybe that's the pshat, maybe not that's the pshat, maybe something else. It's that's part of the same, it's the same thing. That's the same thing as that. The two acts are synonymous. A kopanim, Rav Shimon is molded the psik reisha. So, what is Gemara answering? That you're not intending for tzirup, you're intending just to warm the water. If it's a psik reisha, then it's still us, even according to Rav Shimon. So, what is the Gemara answering? So we'll come back in a moment. That's a very, very basic question. Our kopan, this is one shot in the Mishnah, according to Rav Adah. So mecham shepina mimenu mayim. It's usher to put mayim guatim, because that's bishul. It's mutter to put mayim merubin. Ay, tziruf, it goes like Rav Shimon. Maskif labaye. Midi mecham shepina mimenu mayim katani. Mecham shepinahu katani. That's not what the Mishnah says. Does it say mecham that you removed water? It says mecham shepinahu, which would suggest that you removed what? Not the water from the kettle, but you removed the kettle itself. That's the kasha Abaye poses on Ravad. Rishonim Tosfos and Rishonim are troubled. We find often that the Lashon pina can refer to something in it. Pinisi habayis. Pinu es habayis, Tosfos quotes, Vanochi pinisi habayis, doesn't mean you remove the house, if you remove the contents of the house. So why can't you say pinahu means you remove the contents of the kettle? All the Rishonim tumble here, in Dikduk, why should it be such a problem? Yeah. The Ritva says interesting, the Chiluk, he says, if you're talking about karka, then obviously you can't move karka. So the pina is going to go, obviously, self-evident on the content, on what's in it. You remove what was in it, was in the house. Talking about a davar metaltel, like a mecham, then, by default, the word pina should refer to the thing itself, not to the content. Yeah. I'll cope on it. This is Abaye's question, quibbling with the Lashon HaMishnah. So, therefore, it's simply not right pshat. So, Abaye, it's got to mean something else. Elo amar Abaye hachikam, ha-mecham shepinahu. The yeshbo mayim chamin. So in other words, you never removed the contents of the water. It doesn't say you did that, so you didn't do that. You removed the kettle. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So it still has hot water in it. So then you have the lo yitain kadeshi chamu and the no singutig afshirin, which means lo yitain utocha mayim watin bishvushi yachumu. So now it says you can't put a small amount of water because that would cause bishul. What would cause bishul? The water inside, which is still yatzaledis, hot, is going to cook the mayim watim that you now put in. But you could put a lot of water that, by coming into contact with the hot water, the cold water will become warm, and no bishul will occur. So that's where the distinction of the Mishnah lies between mayim muat and mayim meruvin. What are you pouring? You're pouring either a small amount of water or a large amount of water into a kettle that has water in it. But the implication of the Mishnah is, by the fact that the Mishnah only speaks about a case of a kettle that was removed with its water, that distinguishes, therefore, the case of putting in mayim muat and mayim meruvin, but doesn't speak about the case of a kettle whose contents were removed, that would imply that there the distinction would not hold between mayim muat and mayim meruvin. Says Abaye, what's the deal therefore the Mishnah? Aval umecham shapina mimenu mayim. But if the case would be that you remove the water, then it would be usur any amount, even a lot of water. Why not? Because indeed, if you put water into a mecha which is empty, that's going to cause tzira. The Rabbi Yehuda, you're not intending for tzira. You're intending just to cool, to warm up the water a little bit. The answer is, it doesn't matter that you're not intending for it. Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Davish in Miskavinos. What does Rashi say? Shepino mashma shepino la'atzmo me'al ha'or. You took it off. Yeah. So let's understand. According to Abaye, what the Mishnah is talking about, a case where the water is still in, and then the problem is only bishul. And the Mishnah says, a lot of water, you won't be cooking the water. You just be warming the water. What about tzirif in that case? What about the is there no tzirif if you put in water in a kettle that's hot? So it has water. No. What? So there's no issue with syrup. The only issue with syrup is if the kettle is empty. And then it says you can't put in mayim koikar because of syrup. You're not intending it. Rav Yehuda. It goes like Rav Yehuda, then it's coming as us. No? And what about the case of the water in the kettle? And you put in cold water? The cold water comes in contact with the hot walls of the kettle. Is there no syrup over there? What? No, so you're putting in mayim merubin. Okay, so good. So why not? Why is not a problem with syrup? Putting my room in the lafshiran. What about syrup? What? No, but doesn't it cause syrup in the walls of the kettle? No, I understand that the water is going to get warm, but why isn't it cause syrup? What? Okay, so let's go slow. According to the Rashi we just quoted a minute ago, this b'chal no kasha. Because according to Rashi, there's no syrup unless you fill the kli with cold water. You can't say, I'm doing tzirif in this part of the kli. In other words, tzirif is, by definition, the entire kli is malay with cold water. That's what Rashi says further, just a little bit further on the Amud. And interesting, according to the Rashi, it's a little bit strange, the Lashon of Abaye, when he says that if it were empty, Rashi says, Abaye says, lo yitain otokom mayim ko iker, at all. It's only if it's completely full. Let's say I put it not to the brim. It wouldn't be a problem. So we'll have daska coins to Rashi. Koiker. It's not really... Koiker means even though you want to put in a lot, which meaning to say it's just going to get warm. It's never going to get hot. The more you put in, the less likely it's going to get hot. But nevertheless, the problem is mitzaris. But assuming that it's going to be full. Yeah, that's what you have to say. But I'll kopanim in the case where the water still exists inside, then there's nothing to talk about. There's no tzirif possibility at all. But Tosus holds differently. Tosus held, this is the bottom Tosus, Loshan, that if you have a empty kettle, then even a whatever amount can cause tzirif. If you have a kettle that has water, you could still have tzirif take place. But only if you have, Tosus says, a whole lot of cold water. Because you see, what has to happen is that the water's got to be really, really cold. This is what it was saying before. In other words, if the water is going to be neutralized, the coldness of the water is neutralized by the hot water in the kettle, then you're going to be left with, lukewarm, right, water. That's not going to cause tzirif. So if the more cold water you add, and the less hot water that's there before, the more likely there could be that tzirif would happen. In achinami. So all Abaye will mean is that you didn't put in the shear of cold water that would cause tzira.
How did Rashi explain kolikar one time?
I don't know. You have to say kolikar means Abaye just throws in and kolikar knows even though it's a lot. But it means if you put in to the brim. But again, I think you'll have to say pshat according to Tosus. Tosus Kemat says this, that the pshat is that you put kidei la'afshirim, but not kidei la'tsarfan. In other words, you're going to put in the amount of cold water that the net result would be that the cold water would become warm. But if you put in even more cold water, then it conceivably could be tziruf that takes place even in a case where there was mayim in shvai. So Abaye is not talking about that case. So Abaye is, hang on 2 seconds. So in other words, so the Mishnah is saying that hamecham shepinahu, meaning there's still water in the kettle, so then you cannot put in mayim mu'atim because that's going to cause bishul. You could put mayim kidei la'afshiran, meaning the amount of water that the water will become warm. Memela, there's no tziruf that's going to happen. If all that's going to happen is the water's going to come warm, so then the tziruf is because of the combination of the hot and the cold. If you would put even more and more and more water, it could conceivably have tziruf as well, and it would also be asur. But the Mishnah wants to make a diuk. Yeah. In other words, the bottom line is the halacha of davshin miskavein would be asur. That tziruf would be a tziruf of any miskavein is not daska only in the case of an empty candle, because davshin it could also be in the case of a candle that had water in it shepinahu, if it's even more water that you're adding. The more, in other words, up to a point. It goes like this. You add a little water, then for sure it's a problem. What's the problem of a little water into a kettle with bishul? You start adding more and more and more, then you get out of the bishul problem, and that's fine. That's the Mishnah of Dilaf Shiran. Now, if you keep adding more and more and more and more, then you can get to a new problem for Tosfos, and that's the problem of tzirut.
Not add a little bit at a time.
Right. Again, you're going to have to assume it's all one shvichah. Correct. And then it could cause tzirut. So why doesn't the Mishnah tell me that? Because the Mishnah wants to medayik a chidush benogeh the case of pinahu, of pina mimenu mayim. That pinahu would be mutter kedei la'afshiran, but pina menu mayim would always cause tziruf at any amount of water, tosus lishitasa, and therefore it would be usur because davar shemiskaven is usur. Hang on, I think it's Ephraim was first, no? No? Okay, yeah, Seth.
There's a little according to Abaye, the Mishnah is explicit thing that you take the kettle off the fire, but according to Rav Asher, that's just implicit.
Correct. It's emphasizing. According to Abaye, the Mishnah wants to tell me Yechidus, that it's only that you took off the kettle from the fire without emptying its contents. Because if you would empty the contents, then it would be usur no matter what water. No, the chidush of the Mishnah is the diuk. So the Mishnah, dafka emphasized you took it off the fire to imply dafka where the water is still here, would there be possibly a heter, kidei la'afshiran, right? But if you would take out the contents, then automatically whatever you put in, even if it's not going to cause bishul, it's going to cause tzirah, it's going to be a problem of melech of tzirah. So that's what Mishnah speaks about, pinahu. Pinahu to imply the deal. But in Achinam, you could find such a halacha according to Tosfos even in the very same case. But in the very same case, it would only be with a certain large amount of water. In the case of Pinahu, of Pina Menumayim, any amount would cause tziruf. That's Tosfos Jesus. And Rashi has a different approach to this. As we mentioned, according to Rashi, the only tziruf would be if you filled it from top to bottom with water.
What does cold water mean? In other words, like, if cold water isn't the coldest it could possibly be, then we could also say, according to Tosfos, that it could be totally on how cold the water is.
Yeah, it's also true.
So,
assuming the cold water is cold water, whatever that is. But now the question is, what happens when you put cold water in a hot kettle? And
if putting colder waters, then maybe you don't need to put in more.
The Gemara only speaks in terms of quantity. You're saying it should also be temperature. They never, right, yeah. You're quite right. B'chor, it shouldn't just be a function of quantity, it also be the temperature itself. I hear. It's a good heart. Okay. So let's see the Tosis. So let's the big Tosis we're gonna do. Yeah. Mecham shatinam pinamenu mayim oitim etochem mayim kol iker mipneishem etzarei Rabbi Yehudi. So this is a mahalach of Abaye, right? Abaye's take on the Mishnah is that you removed the kettle as is. That's where the Mishnah gives you the case of Issa and the case of Heter, to imply that if you would take the water out of the kettle, then no matter what you put in would be a problem because of Rav Yehuda, because it's serious. That's Rav Yehuda. Aval Rav Shimon, sorry, afa pisha mitzaref. But according to Rav Shimon, even though it's mitzaref, it's fine, because your intention was not such serious. What was your intention? Right, for the water to get hot or warm. But that's not going to happen. It's not going to cause bishul. Kivan she'eino mevashel. And why is it that there won't be bishul? Kigon, now he says sheyeshbo mayim harbe. What he means really is not yeshbo. We're talking about a case where there's no water. You empty the water. So what does Tosis mean? Kigon that what? That you're putting, right? You're putting in a lot of water. She'ena mecha maspik levasho rov hamayim shebetocha. In other words, if you're putting in a lot of water, so then there'd be no problem of bishul, because it's not the heat of the kettle's walls are not going to be able to produce bishul because of the large volume of water that you're putting in. So what does Tosis mean? On the one hand, siruf can be accomplished with this volume of water, but that doesn't bother us because your intention was not for siruf. Rav Shimon holds and his governor's mutter. But bishul, you did intend for it to get warm, but it's not going to get cooked. Kida Ashkechan Perek Omer Lemamune She'ein Mevasho Umitzarif. What does Tosis bring from that Gemara, which we're going to get into much more in depth? But this much Tosis sees that you can have the possibility of tziruf even if bishul is not happening. In other words, Tosis, you could have thought that if there's a possibility of tziruf, if tziruf is, it can happen because you have the hot and the cold coming into contact with each other, then that doesn't that automatically mean that the water is getting cooked? Now, whatever temperature causes tziruf, that the cold water makes the metal hardened, wouldn't that also be the same temperature that the hot metal would cook the wood? The Tosfos has to show that obviously in Agumar you see, and so too in the Gemara Yuma, that the two are not necessarily linked. You could have a shear of temperature, a clash between cold and hot, where tziruf occurs, but bishul does not.
If you're reading, converting metal from red hot state
to be hardened.
Well,
that inyan called tziruf.
Does that mean to make it cool to the touch, or does it mean just not?
No. It's not about cold. It's somehow it's a process. It's an inner process that the molecules from the heat were spread, and now they become all combined again, and it gives the kli that much more strength.
Even adding a little bit of water to the bottom, something that would, I mean, metal is a conductor of heat. It still, you know, transfer the heat to the water that's there, and even if it's not cold, still gain some benefit. I don't know if it's how long it's.
I don't know. That's the thing. The way the halacha seems to look at tziruf is very much like an all or nothing thing. I mean, the question could be whether you can have tziruf in one spack, let's say. But I mean, either the shear is such that it's the thing is, it has to be that the metal is hot, and the water is cold, right? And if you have that, those two factors, and it's the fact that you have this clash between the hot and the cold, that tziruf is accomplished. If somehow this is not hot, even this cold, it's not going to cause tziruf. If this is hot, but this is not cold, it's not going to cause tziruf. So you have to have, right, this clash on such a level, such an extreme level. Yeah.
Why is this only an issue if there's tziruf? If there's not tziruf, I mean, in the case of Tosfos, that's where, in a biased case, right? Water inside more water, and you're cooling it down. There's no zero. I mean, once you have that, why do you say that the warm water is the hot water is mixing with the cold water, and the amount that you cool the water right? With by pouring the cold water in the hot water, is the amount that you're cooking the cold water. Why is
no, no. Cooking means that mamish has to get to the point of yatzoledes. If I'm putting in the hot water into cold water, or the other way around, cold water into hot, it's not going to get to yatzoledes. No cooking took place. No bishul.
But the water that you're pouring into just a hot kettle isn't going to reach that temperature.
So that's right. That's what Tosa says. Because you have so much water you're putting in, so it's not going to cook. It's not going to cook the water because it's the fact that the mechan, as hot as it may be, is not mastik levasha rov hamayim. That's what Tosa says. But Tosa is concerned that if it's not mastik levasha rov hamayim, why should you assume that rov hamayim can cause tzira? Tosus feels that if tzira is going to happen, then there should be bishul taking place too. I don't hear so well either, so perfectly. The analogy, Tosus says it, and it has to prove it. Tosus quotes it from here, and proves it from in Yuma. Why? Because this is in a few more lines in Tosus. Kedashkan over there, she'en mevashim tzavdekam Rav Yehuda, this is a case that we're going to deal with. That they wanted to warm up the mikvah a little bit for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So what the system of Yehuda said would take place would they have these ashashios shel barzel, these strips of metal that were heated before Shabbos, and then you took it, and on Yom Kippur you put it into the water of the mikvah, umatim letocha mayim, and that would take away some of the coldness of the mikvah, the cold water of the mikvah, so it'll be easier and less uncomfortable for the Kohen Gadol to be do tefillah. So they were being ashashi siobaz matim letocha mayim shetafik sinasa. So now, obviously, if the hot, red hot metal would be capable of bishul of the water, then it couldn't do this. Then you'd be doing bishul. So obviously, because the water is so much, as hot as the ashashis are, the metal strips, but it's not going to cause any bishul because the water is so much. And yet the Gemara has a kasha there, a filachi parach v'lo mitzare. But this cold water should cause tziruf of the metal. So Mimele, what do you see from that Gemara? Again, that the two are not automatically linked. That you can have the combination of the cold and the hot, that bishul does not occur on the cold, but tziruf can occur on the hot. The cold can act upon the hot to cause tziruf, even though the hot is not able to act on the cold to cause bishul. You see that in that Gemara, and you see it in this Gemara. Question.
You see it in that Gemara because it only raises the question of tziruf.
Right, right, right.
I don't know if you could say it's Osir if they actually did that.
That's the Gemara's Kash and Yuma. They'll have to see. That's the whole Sugin Yuma. That's Mamish. That's the whole issue. That's Mamish. No. Good. That's exactly it. These are the twin sugyas, right? They run Mamakomas. The sugya of Necha and sugya of Nashashis. I mean, these are two sugyas that very much play off one the other. The Tosis here, a lot of the points of Tosis here, that's why I set it up in such a way that you'll read a few lines of Tosis here, and then you'll compare the notes of Tosis over there. Because a lot of the issues are Mamish going, one with the other. So Alkoba, that's the first piece of Tosis. Now Tosis points out something else. Now Abaye made this Ukimta for the Mishnah, that it goes according to Rav Yehuda. But why would Abaye do such a thing? But Afa Gavda Abaye Sova Kirab Shimon. Abaye personally holds like Rav Shimon, the Ha'omar Le'il. The Gemara has earlier, Kom Nili Demar Ovid Kirav, Levar Mehani Tlas, to Ovid Kishmuel. I think Abaye is talking to Rabba. He says, everything that you did like Rav, except for these three, that you followed like Shmuel. And one was that the Chad Minai that you hold like Shmuel was Halacha Kirav Shimon Begreira. That Abaye told Rabba that Rabbi, you paskin, one of the things you paskin like Shmuel was that Shmuel paskins like Rav Shimon. Rav and Shmuel disagree who to paskin like. Rav paskins like Rav Yehuda, Davishin Miskavim is Asir, and Shmuel paskins like Rav Shimon. And Abaye acknowledged that Rabba held that way, and presumably Abaye held that way. So if Abaye held Rav Shimon is right, Davshim is Kavin is Mutter, Umistama Abaye Karaba Rabbi Svirale, right? If Abaye made this comment to his Rabbi Rabba, that Rabba Paskins like Shmuel, who Paskins like Rav Shimon, so presumably Abaye also Paskins like Rav Shimon. So then what's the problem? So why does he say such a pshat in the Mishnah? You call Makom Muki Masnisim Krav Yehuda, Why? That was the major problem for Abaye, that he didn't like the Pshat of Ravada. Ravada had to assume that Pina means Pina menu maim. It doesn't say that. Pinahu sounds as if you remove the kettle, not remove the contents from the kettle. Rav Ata lo chai shel kushas Abaye, umuki lo ki hilchasa ki Rebbe Shimon. Ravada wasn't concerned with the kasha, he'd rather, you know, it was both Abaye and Ravada both agree to halacha, therefore, like Rav Shimon. Rav Ata, therefore, would want the Mishnah to go to halacha. And he wasn't bothered by the diuk of Abaye. Pinahu could mean Pina de Maya. Abaye felt the diuk was a compelling diuk, and therefore he was forced to learn pshat in such a way that the Mishnah goes like Rav Yehuda. The logar sinu le'el amar Rav Ada b'masna amar Rav, and therefore they can't be goris amar Rav earlier, the Rav savar Rav Yehuda b'greira. And therefore, what would be the reason to learn pshat in the Mishnah like Rav Shimon? If Rav Paskins like Rav Yehuda b'greira, then you have two strikes against you. The Mishnah is not the halacha, and it also doesn't fit with the diuk of the Lashon. If you want halacha, the Mishnah to be like the Lashon of, like the Shita that you pass in the halacha, that's what Ada would hold. So then it'll be so well, the diuk is not so perfect in the Mishnah, but nevertheless, we'd rather Mishnah go to halacha. But if Rav was quoted as saying this, it simply doesn't work out. Rav would much rather learn pshat like Abaye. So in the Hanavi, we're not goers on Rav. But oh, the behead yamukti the samach matzis in Rav Yehuda. Yeah, further also, this is connected to the next Tosfos. This is Tosfos Lishitas, that Rav in the next line of Gemara holds like the Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. That's not so pashit. Rashi and Tosfos may disagree on this, but that's the Ve'od. Yes. Now, Tosfos addresses the main issue that the Rishonim will talk about. V'tzorach loma, de'lo havi psik reishe. This situation that we have of a necham shepina mimenu mayim, that according to Rav Shimon, you could put in water as long as it's not a small amount, it's fine. Because tziruf is not a problem, you're not inscabbing a tziruf. And according to Rav Yehuda, it would come out that you're not allowed to put in water because of the problem of tziruf. But according to Rav Shimon, it would be mutter. So how could you say that according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter? But Rav Shimon is molded by psik reisha. So you have to assume. If not a psik reisha, then we'll have a psik reisha. Sheyachol liyo shelo yitzarek. The psik reisha molded Rav Shimon. So your assumption is that when you put in water in this hot kettle that the water is missing from, it's not inevitable that there'll be tziruf. It's not psik reisha. It's possible there'll be tziruf, but not inevitable. The Gemara's kasha seems to suggest that it's mamish going to happen. Sounds as if the Gemara is asking, it's going to be tziruf. The answer is, it's not what the Gemara means. Halo shema yitzaref. Shema mitzaref. The Gemara means, halo mitzaref. There's a possibility of tziruf, and that should bother us. They shouldn't be allowed. The answer is of shemini. But psik reisha, it's not. Why is it not a psik reisha? Tosfos doesn't tell us. So if you look in the Ran, which I hope you saw, right? The Ran says an interesting thing. What does the Ran say? Why is it called a psik reisha? Yeah. In the Ran here, Gemara my Kama, yeah, Magnesium Mitzaris, Machzik HaNechosha, Gidech and Apokin Osin, the Futes on the base, and Dapir Rif. The Shoshi is Chaskim Zul Gemara Melachas HaSofin, Shresich HaSofin Papeya, HaMateches, Bekar Bui Shover, Lamai Machzikim Piapul, Rav Yehudi, Di Rav Shimon, Shori Kedim Eskabim with Siru. The Afal Gav, the Mode, Rav Shimon, Bitsik Reishu, Velo Yomas. Hachalat Sik Reishu, why not? When the classic tziruf that takes place by the tzarfin, what did they do? They made the kli really, really, really hot. And only then did they put into the cold water. It's got to be really hot. Here, it's possible that it never will become to the state of tziruf. Why? Mipnei shehamayim shebetocho monim osam elishchamim kol kach. What is he saying? The mayim shebetocho. Now, what does it mean, mayim shebetocho? Right now, the water in it. No, he means the water that was in it. Yeah, the water that was in it prevented it from getting that hot. Now, if you have mamish a kli by itself, then you can get as hot as you want, and then you put it with water, serum, magic. That's the serum. But if you have something which has, it's hot, but it's been cooking water, but the water inside of it, that prevents the heat from being that hot that it would come with a serum for sure. No, it's, I don't know. Again, help me out scientifically. If this is so, I mean, if there's something is heated with water, I mean, so then it won't be as hot. Is that scientifically 100%? What? What?
If the same amount of time it's on the fire, and the water will absorb heat.
The water inside, yeah.
It will absorb the heat, and the pot won't get hot until the same amount of time as it's just
on. Okay. So. No, Tosa doesn't explain what it is. So the Ran is saying it's a psikration. It's not a psikration. No, it could come to zero.
It doesn't Tosa on top of talking about Nihon, you have to talk about it.
What are you referring to? Yeah. No, see, there's two issues. See, that kasha, okay, that kasha is something else. Tosa's kasha there is as follows. The Gemara in Yuma says that Lohi Gilad Sirif means it cooled down. In other words, it got hot and then it cooled down. So it could be that it was hot at one time, and that point, if you would put the cold water in, it would cause tzirut. But then you waited a few minutes, and now it cooled down, and then you put the tzirut. That's what I think Tosis is referring to.
So you're talking about the heat of the pot itself. So talking about the pot, it is the heat
of the mass. Stam mecha migir with tzirut. He means the possibility of tzirut, you know? In other words, as follows. Tosus meant to ask, let the Gemara make an ukimta, that it was not a gilat tzirut. So the Gemara doesn't make such an ukimta, because stam mecham he gilat tzirut. The gilat tzirut doesn't disagree. Gilat tzirut means that potentially there could be tzirut. Tosus says a minute later, it's not psikresha. Why not? That Tosus doesn't explain why. The Ran says a svar. Because the water prevents it from getting that hot. That it could automatically, for sure, have tzirut.
I don't understand how it's
not. No, Tosis meant that the Gemara should make an ukimta in answering the question. The Gemara's question, though Tosis ends up explaining it, is yachol rios that there'll be tzirut. Not tzirut, but yachol rios. So the Gemara answers, no, it's a case of lo yachol rios, because it's a case of lo higia litzirut. It didn't come to that. Stam mecham is not that way. Stam mecham is higia litzirut, that it is potentially going to have tzirut. Potentially doesn't mean inevitable. Potentially means could be. So that's Tosis point later. It's not a situation. It could be, but it's not inevitable. But to say that the case is that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's not shaykh that there be tzirut, that's lo higia litzirut, that's not true. Normally, a mecham is going to be higia litzirut means for the possibility of tzirut.
But what did the
Tosfos
argue with the Ran? Because the Ran saying that the pot itself
was
never... It wasn't.
No, what did the Ran say? It's for sure not going to be true. No. Efshe shelo. In other words, could be. It's not 100%. You don't know. It could be. It will be a gear. It will come with zero. No. Okay, you're onto something, but you have to say more.
Because
he's
saying the stam mecham
higia litzirut. Higia could just mean higia. No. Higia means the possibility that zero will. No, you're going to tell me that we're talking about a mecham, and the mecham is not hot enough. There'll be the zero. Not true. Ordinarily, a mecham is that zero could come out of this. It doesn't mean it's going to have automatically for sure going to come. No. Okay, yes.
Did I see in a case in Yuma that says that even with that water inside, it still might not come to serious? Don't they answer that?
The what?
So the Gemara in Yuma over there, they say that it might not come to serious anyway.
That Gemara there that Tosis is quoting means, as Rashi understands it, that it cooled down.
No, but
by the time they put it in, it was already cooled down a little bit. So it's not as, it won't, it's, once it, the hot metal cools down, then the water won't cause the sirus.
The whole point of the Gemara Yuma was that it did cause sirus.
No, the Gemara's before Abaye. Abaye is the second answer. Abibi, I think, there says the first answer in the Yuma is, will give it sirus. And then the Gemara says another answer, it goes in Darshan Miskave. There's two answers.
So it could be.
So
it comes out that Rabbi
Yehuda
would say you can't put in water that's been cooked, because sirus may happen, and then it will be davishin miskav.
No, davishin means the definition that it's possible that it will happen. Sikreish, it's not. Rav Shimon says, therefore it's mutter. Yehuda says, as long as it may happen, therefore you can't do this ma'aser that could lead to.
No, but it may not. There's a possibility that it'll happen.
Right.
And then if it happens, then
right,
you
violate
it.
You're
malacha.
Right.
Is that exera?
No. Another exera could be. To see about Shabbos, it could be the real chiyuv, chatas, chora, real isu daraisa. You did the maisa, you did greira, right? And greira caused chavisha. Who did the chavisha? You.
So when
Shimon says it's mother of Yehuda,
Shimon says it's
us, and it means us, it's daraisa. Now we'll have to see more in Tosus later. Could be maybe Shabbos. We'll have to see Tosus of the novel sheet of Yehuda. The Shabbos might be different. I'm going to get all into this. Pasha, let's assume right now it's us the Doraisa. So then, Chayiv Chatas. Koinim Enim Yishonim, that's in fact the case. Yeah. From the Gemara Kuf Lamed Gimel, you'll see Kuf Lamed Gimel, it's Mishchor Mashba, it's an Issa Doraisa. That's the big right everyone is bringing, the Yehuda Doraisa. Because the Gemara, Rabbi uses this Inyan to learn Pshat and why the Torah has to tell me a certain halacha. The Mila B'Tzaras, because it's established in the Miskavin, you would have thought it's Mutter, Kamashim, when it's us. Or Fakarik, whatever it is. But that's the Makar. But even though the Miskavin is Usser, the Torah is Matir. But otherwise, it would be Usser. Another way. Either way, yeah. What else? Someone else had a question, yeah? Here's what you have to think about, Ravosa, okay? This Ran is one answer. The Ramban and the Mochamos, take another look at it. The Ramban quotes first an answer to this Kasha Pugresha, a whole different answer, like the Ravid. The Ravid says an interesting thing, that if you look in the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Gimel, you'll see that there was an earlier stage in Abaye's life where he thought Rav Shimon was Mata even at Pugresha. And it was only at a certain point that Rava enlightened Abaye that in fact Rav Shimon is Mata Pugresha, and that's why whenever you find in the Gemara Abaye Varava da Amitavayu, Mata Rav Shimon, it's Abaye after he joined Rava to agree in this way. But it could be that there are times, right, when Abaye said something that was yet before he realized Rav Shimon's mode of integration. So Ravid says one of those times is right here. This Gemara, in other words, is assuming that Rav Shimon's Davish and Miskaven, this is not Abaye, this is really Ravada, but this could go like the assumption of Abaye initially that Davish and Miskaven is Mutaiv by Psikresh. That was the Ravid, and all the Rishonim don't like this because the Gemara should jump and say, like the Gemara very often does, but we know Rav Shimon is Mutaiv by Psikresh. The Gemara doesn't ask it. The Gemara asks it all over, and here it doesn't. So therefore, the Ramban gives a different answer. And the very end of the Lachamos in the Ramban says seemingly two things. One sounds like the Ran, but then the Ramban asks something else. What does the Ramban say? First he quotes the Ravid, as we just said. La'ayin b'kan midavei Ravid, right? Fine. V'hu dochei gomer d'ham milsud abayi idma mikam idu shami minei d'rav mod v'shem b'sik reish. Yeah. Then the Ramban says no. Ella, Tziruf Mecha on the last line, Lapsik Reishahu, Shema Lohi Gia Le Tziruf, Apish and Ischamim Habe, Shamaim Hayubo Monim also. Similar to the Ran, right? He didn't reach the level for Tziruf, because the water kept it from getting that hot. Oh, Shema Kfar Nitzraf Kodem Shinasa Kli, the Achshav Ein Tziruf Zeh Tikun Lo. What's the second point of the Ramban? Right. See, Tziruf is like, before it gets done, then Tikkun when you do it. But once it's been done once, then there's no additional Tikkun that happens if you go through the process again. It's been done. For all we know, it's possible that this Kli already had a Tikkun, a process of Tziruf happened to it, in which case there's no Tikkun happening right now.
Yeah, so then it's not just that...
So the Kashi is, but it's possible. Why is it possible that Tziruf... We don't know. We don't know. That's exactly right. We don't know. Maybe this Kli has not yet underwent the process of Tziruf. So maybe Mitzareis. The answer is, it goes like of Shimon. Davashen Miskavin is mutter. It's a procreation. No, it's not. Because it's only possible. It's possible that this Kli, right, did have Siyufr. This is a very interesting Ramban. This last Teretz of the Ramban, and perhaps even the Teretz beforehand. This is if you haven't seen yet, take a look now at the Bir Halach in Shin Tazayin, Siv Gimel, the first few lines, and then at the end, where he quotes this Ramban as a right to this question. If you really want to delve into it more carefully, you'll see he quotes a B'kiv Eger in Bas V'chol of Pezayin. You'll see there B'kiv Eger on the Ramah there. Very interesting question that is discussed in the Bir Halacha, that the Bir Halacha wants to use this Ramban as a raya to this question. This is a little bit of a whetting your appetite for the Inyan of Psik Reisha, because L'chor, this Darshan Neskaven, Psik Reisha, answer the Ramban, has an element of Chidush to it. That L'chor, not similar to the ordinary way we think about Davshin Miskavin. Why is it not Psikreisha, says Ramban? Because perhaps it was already Mitzur. Perhaps it was already Mitzur in the past. Typically, what do we say when something's not Psikreisha? Why not? Because maybe what? It might not happen. Yeah, maybe there won't be a Malach. Maybe the Greira won't cause Chavisha. What is it over here? Maybe this won't cause Tziruf. Why not? Because of pre-existing condition, it was Remit Tziruf. It's not exactly the same thing as usual when we say Enemus. Here, is it really a suffix that it's not Psik Reisha? Or if in fact it was Mitzuruf, then what you're doing right now is what? I'm sorry, if it was not Mitzuruf, I should say. If it wasn't Mitzuruf, then what you're doing right now is what? And Psik Reisha is Asad Dorai, Sigma of Shimon. So what should it be? An Inna Miskavin or a Safek Malach? If it's a Psik Reisha, if it was not Mitzuruf, then it's Asad, even for Rav Shimon. Because what? Because Psik Reisha is Asad. It's not Inna Miskavin. So if it's in fact that it wasn't Mitzuruf yet, that what you have here is Mamish a Malach. If the tziruf, for example, is deraisa, assuming it's a deraisa melacha tziruf, savik deraisa chumra. So what are you going to tell me? No, because maybe it's not mitzuruf, so it's not a psik reisha, so it's enem miskaven. Is that the way to look at it? Why is it different then?
I'm saying it's really to be mitzaref. Meaning it's reached the point where it can be mitzaref. It's that high.
So good. So I had the same question. I want you to think, okay, so we have no time. We have to think about it for tomorrow. What exactly? Could this issue have been also raised on the first teretz of the Ramban? Which is l'chora similar to the Ran's answer. In other words, we don't know. The water kept it from getting hot. But bottom line, this combination of the heat of the walls of the kettle and the water, is it now potentially that it's going to cause syrup when the water comes in? So that we don't know. That's also a pre-existing condition, no?
But don't put on the Ravan's first answer is that the nature of the case makes it impossible. Makes the water there
it's
not getting hot enough.
It can't say impossible because we're talking again. The Gemara's kasha was Yishema Yitzare. You can't tell me for sure or not. We're trying to say that it's therefore unclear to us. It could be, it could be not. It's not inevitable, Tzira, but it's possible. So that's what we have to see. The Bir Lachim, when you look at it, you'll see he brings the Raya from the Ramban at the end. What about the earlier text of the Ramban?
Isn't that be a Sigma?
He brings that in also. Take a look at the Bir Lachim. Okay, but good.
You want to take a guess as to how long most of these guys are going to last?
Ten are gone by the end.
By the end of the week, that's a lot. I'll say five by Monday morning.
Sunday.